this weekend there's something I try. It's like a vintage craft fair of sorts and things like that. But somebody who gets a good view of whatever happens here on the square is Gary Quesada, who is with Main Street Cafe, our host site. Good morning, Gary. Thanks.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
So there's a lot of things. Every day you come in and look out your window, there's always different things happening out there on the square, isn't there?
Every day. Every day. I mean, you talk about the polka man. Last night, I keep coming back to the restaurant, there had to be 200 cars on the square. And it was probably part of it, plus what restaurants are here. But it's just amazing, the activity.
Right.
Really is.
Well, you have something going on in the alley too, right?
We do. It's called Rally in the Alley, and it happens every Friday. Starts at 7 o'clock, runs to 11, and we call it tribute season, where we have tribute bands. This Friday, we've got a Lynyrd Skynyrd band called Vicious Cycle will be playing, and it's all free. The only one we do charge for is on Labor Day weekend. We do a 3-day festival, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we have Wish You Were Here on Sunday. That's the only charge event we have. But, it's been very successful. It really brings a lot of people downtown.
When you talk about an alley, I get a picture in my mind about some little narrow area between two buildings. What's it really look like?
Well, we have a parking lot attached to it, and it is a one-car alley is what it is. Traditionally during the week, and then we clear the parking lot and we can fit maybe a couple thousand people back there when it's crowded. Yeah, so it's a really nice event, and it fills all the restaurants. I mean, especially with the polka man things on the square. So
yeah, for a moment I thought he was talking about the polka man. I thought there was a musician out there with an accordion walking around, and I couldn't quite figure out some of that.
That's some popular polka guy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, since we were here, was it 2 years ago doing that?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
the Army-Navy store used to be there. Now there's a pizza place over there.
Courthouse Pizza.
Ice cream place next door?
Yes. Yes, ice cream place. Yeah, I would say we've had some turnover here, but very positive. You know, it's just that changing, revolving door that you get.
Right.
And I know the Main Street Medina program's done us well, so we have people waiting for places to open, where at one time we were trying to fill establishments.
Right. So. Well, you get some sort of draws, or at least a good reputation, or you get a lot of people coming in.
Yeah.
It kind of creates new people who have entrepreneurs with ideas for different businesses. Of course, the train place is still there, with always a staple that's here. What keeps you here?
Insanity, I think. No, we're in our 30th year, so that's, you know, for this industry is, you know, pretty good.
Right.
And
when we're here now in the morning, you're usually not open for breakfast time here. What kind of the things do you have on your menu? What are you known for? What do people come in?
Because of the longevity we've been here, and especially from a time when maybe there wasn't as much activity, we had to be able to attract all different kinds of palates. So we tend to have a pretty large and varied menu. And we've even gone into doing like a vegan menu, which is very unusual. And we have a pretty extensive vegan list on there. Still, I grew up in the butcher shop.
Right.
As a kid, so we still cut our own meat and grind our burgers. And
now, when they've got the farmers market out there, do you ever run across into the square to look for some interesting
all the
things?
Time? Yeah, probably one of my favorite guys is he's called the Valley City Fungi, and he does mushrooms. Yeah,
sure he is the Valley City Fungi. That's good.
And I buy all. Yeah, we do some vegan stuff with him, and I buy product off him specifically. Yeah,
right.
So if he has anything left over, I buy it.
And you're the main chef here then, right?
Yes, yes. So, but yeah, so a lot of, you know, just a lot of local produce. So especially this time of year, I mean, it's great. You know, I mean, I suggest anybody to go to that farmers market. I mean,
right. They can pick up a lot of good things. that are going on here as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Medina County Fair is going on. People get the whole types of fried food. I was there yesterday, and I thought I'd have to see the deep fried corn on the cob. You think this is something worth trying?
It's probably great. I mean, I hate to say this. Sometimes you think, man, that's got to be unhealthy until you taste it. You go, okay, I'm not going to eat this. But no, like the first time I had a deep fried Twinkie, I just tasted it. And you know how bad a Twinkie is for you.
Well, sure. Right.
And then you deep fry it, and then you go like, I go, oh my God, that's good. You know, I mean, but I just tasted it. So, right. So the same thing. You're saying deep fried corn on the cob. It's probably wonderful.
Well, sure. Yeah. Anything you deep fry, because that's the way to erase any mistakes.
Right. Exactly.
To kind of deep fry it as well. But it's kind of fun to see some of the different foods that come out of there. As well, you haven't ever thought about adapting any kind of fair food for your cuisine that you have here?
Not really. That's maybe off us a little bit. I mean, we'll do, because of the butcher shop end of it, we used to do make our own hand stuff, Italian sausage, and we would do some fair food kind of.
You don't serve anything on a stick, do you?
Here. Nothing on a Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Right. We have a skewer that we do.
Right.
A Szechuan skewer. It's a beef skewer, that's about it.
Uh-huh. Well, you can come here for some great food. What time do you normally open when you're here?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And until?
Until probably 11, midnight.
All right. There's some music around here usually sometime happening, right?
Yeah.
At some point?
Yeah.
That explains why we have carpeting on. I needed to bring this up again. I can't remember. You have a reason for this, but there's layers of carpeting on the bottom of our chairs here,
right?
As well.
I had a friend of mine that's I used to do stuff in a studio and run sound, and in here in this room, if you're here on a busy night, the silverware and just the clanging of the plates and everything become loud and somewhat obtrusive. So I said, man, we should cut this down somehow. I mean, I didn't want to carpet over the oak floor, you know, so right. we tried a few chairs, like a half a dozen, made a big difference. So it just quieted everything down.
Because the chairs, if you add up all the total seat coverage, that's a lot of flat surfaces where sounds could be bouncing around and making a lot
right,
of extra
which is
noise.
Where they're coming off the floor and going yeah. up, and then it's being sucked in.
It's easier than having rubber plates and silverware, right? Right. It doesn't make as much noise yeah. for that. But that explains that as well.
Yeah.
Carpeting on the bottom of the chairs. I was moving my chair, and all of a sudden I felt something fuzzy underneath there. And usually when you do that to a chair, that's not the feeling you're expecting. But that explains it this morning. Well, we appreciate opening up early for us and hosting us here.
Hey, my pleasure. Great having you guys.